The 27-year-old jazz pianist Jason Moran has studied with keyboard modernists Jackie Byard, Mujal Richard Abrams, and Andrew Hill, and recorded with veteran jazz stars Sam Rivers and Vaughn Freeman. For the last 5 years, he's also enjoyed a close touring and recording collaboration with forward-looking saxophonist Greg Osby. Moran's fourth album, his first solo record, is now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's the one he's been waiting for.
Jason Moran on stride pianist James P. Johnson's 1929 composition, You've Got to Be Modernistic. It gave Moran the title for his new Blue Note CD, Modernistic, and set the tone for the whole program. I'm not cutting edge and avant-garde, Moran says. I'm modernistic. I bring new ideas to old things. That was Johnson's method, too. His tune combined old-fashioned ragtime rhythms with then-modern harmonies and whole-tone scales. James P. Johnson respected and kidded the past at the same time. Jason Moran, same deal. From the first, it was obvious that Jason Moran is a gifted piano player, but he did have one bad habit. He'd ride the sustain pedal that lets notes keep ringing after the fingers have moved off the keys. When he used it too much, his sound could get muddy. But here he's banished that tick, sounding more crisp even on the romantic numbers. His combination of original and classic pieces lets you hear what he gets from and adds to his inspirations. One unlikely classic he treats is the 1982 hip-hop breakthrough Planet Rock by the Bronx's Afrika Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force. Moran evokes the rhythm of the rapping and a catchy riff sampled off an old Kraftwerk record. He also prepares the piano by clipping small objects to or wedging them between the strings for a nice snappy drum sound. You remember the original? That's a nice example of how music can take on a totally different character with a change of instrumentation. Jason Moran's version of Planet Rock also touches on another project of his, translating the pitches and rhythms of various spoken languages to piano. On his new CD, he transforms Planet Rock even further. Working on his arrangement, Moran came up with a new bass line which grew into another piece even more removed from its source, Planet Rock Postscript. The hip-hop rhythm and sing-song tune are barely a memory. Thank you. That sequence says a lot about how Jason Moran's mind works, making his CD modernistic, a sort of autobiography in progress. In an echo of his early classical training, he plays a piece by 19th century composer Robert Schumann, shedding new light on his own more romantic stuff, which I confess I like less than his flashier numbers. Jason Moran is a curious listener who's humble about what he knows and what he doesn't, who's obviously committed to long-term growth, and who's able to fold widespread material into a personal vision. That's enough to make him one of the rare up-and-comers who make you optimistic for the future of jazz.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed pianist Jason Moran's new solo CD, Modernistic, on Blue Note.